Media praised Trump for acting normal after 4 years of Biden mumbling, stumbling. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2025. The contrast has never more apparent between President Donald Trump's willingness to engage with reporters and former President Joe Biden's infrequent media availability. Trump, on his way to North Carolina on Friday, stepped out of the White House and immediately walked over to the multitude of reporters waiting in freezing weather for his appearance. Trump took several questions about his executive orders and pardons. He also delivered coherent comments about his trips to North Carolina and Los Angeles to tour hurricane and fire disasters. "We're going to get it fixed up," he said with a loud helicopter buzzing in the background. Reporters and mics could often not pick up rare and brief comments from Biden for 4 years. "It should have been done months ago from the hurricane that took place almost 4 months ago," Trump added. "North Carolina has been treated very badly. And we're going to then go to Los Angeles and take a look at a fire that could have been put out if they let the water flow. But they didn't let the water flow, and they still haven't for whatever reason. Back to normal. Real answers. Normal gate," the New York Post's Miranda Devine posted on X. "No group of staffers to shield POTUS. No falling upstairs. No aviators to hide dilated pupils. Etc." Historic, Town Hall posted. Donald Trump successfully walks up the main steps of Air Force One. Historically, the previous president struggled to do the same, it mocked Biden. The contrast caught several other users on X. "During the past 4 years, Biden found it difficult to stay upright. Biden implemented a strategy of walking to and from Marine One with multiple aides to draw less attention to his physical ailments," Axios reported. "Biden also began boarding Air Force One from the shorter steps at the rear of the aircraft, instead of the taller staircase at the front. Biden also does not wear typical dress shoes with his suits. He wore a specially crafted sports shoe to help him walk, a typical wardrobe change for the elderly. Biden has publicly fallen many times. Those videos are here. He also delivered many gaffes and goofy statements during press conferences. Aides to Biden often corrected gaffes on transcripts. Biden called former Vice President Kamala Harris the president. He told the Kenyan president that the African continent will have 1 billion people not too soon. The African Development Bank Group estimates the African population to be at least 1.2 billion. Japan is xenophobic, as well as Russia and China," Biden declared in an unprecedented statement. "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power," Biden said of Putin in off-the-cuff remarks during a speech in 2022. Putin also read the word pause from the teleprompter instead of pausing his remarks to allow applause, video shows. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.